Hello, welcome to another talk on Master Investor. Glad to be here again on another valuable talk on money, business, and investing. My name is Jose. I'm the founder of the company and brand. Welcome back if you're an existing partner. If you're new, make sure to follow us here and all other social media platforms. Click the link somewhere in the description of this podcast so that you can have access to our digital courses, newsletter, and other tools that we have available on our website so that we can help each other build the asset column. Our mission here at Master Investor is to elevate the financial well-being of humanity through high-quality financial education made simple with lucrative opportunities to build passive income and true wealth. Today, we're going to speak about using stocks to invest for cash flow. That's the topic. And it's important that we understand rule number one in our community is that we work to build passive income and make money work hard through sound investing. And the reason why we have to make sure that that is our rule number one is because that's what the ultra wealthy do every day. And we need to know exactly what type of income we're working to obtain. A lot of people don't know what type of income they are working so hard every day. And they wonder why they pay so much in taxes and so forth, because earned income or ordinary income, that type of income that comes from a job, is taxed at the highest bracket or salary. Even if you're self-employed, you still have to pay taxes, right? And there's a lack of systems on the left side of the cash flow circle because those people work for earned income. They exchange time for money. They sell their time for money. And it's okay if you love your job, right? There's nothing wrong with working at all. In fact, it can teach us a lot of different things that are useful. However, we need to start investing as well, because money is something that we have to deal with for the rest of our lives. So if there's something that we can do, is master the game that we're going to play for the rest of our lives. So learn something new every day about money is not going to harm us at all. In fact, it's going to help us become wealthier and have more freedom, because wealth is measured with time. It's the free time that we have control over, that we can thrive with the lifestyle that we like to have without shrinking, in fact, living above our means, and how many months or how much time, right? How many years, how many generations can these assets produce passive income and capital gains income so that I'm financially free and I can thrive and I can even increase my expenses? I'm not shrinking at all, because not only I'm redirecting that excess of cash flow into the asset column, the idea is to have the excess of cash flow be an expense. Treat it as an expense, not as an asset. Don't treat it as a reward. Only when we build an asset to pay for a liability, then yes, we are going to use that asset to pay for that liability. But if we have excess of cash flow, whatever is left after we pay maybe that liability, maybe we create a Y and Z asset, right? Let's just say, and this asset is producing $10,000 per week. And we just needed to have $5,000 per week from the asset. But fortunately, it's making more than $5,000. Now we have $5,000 extra. That's the bottom line. That's the positive cash flow. And that must be treated, if we truly want to become wealthy, as an expense. And why? Because that means that we already have a plan for that money to work somewhere. So an expense to what? An expense to an investment, to an asset that we're going to acquire or build from scratch with that capital. We're going to put that money into work so that it can build more cash flow into our pocket, positively. And we want to measure our return on investment with facts. In other words, with passive income. Because passive income, when we're looking at a business or an investment that is an existing business or operation, then it has a history. We got to look at the financial statements, be able to read the tax returns, the cash flow analysis, so that we understand where the business is today and if there's anything that we can do once we take over to improve the bottom line. Maybe there's something that the current owner is not doing. And a lot of times that's what happens. and we can come in with a fresh mind, and we have to be careful during the entire due diligence so that we don't slip and give him our knowledge. We're there to acquire information. We're the buyers. We're going to acquire the business. So we want to get as much information as possible, and then we make a decision with our team whether that business is a sound business or no, because we can read the financial statements. We can measure the return on investment with facts. So there are five different asset classes that exist that we can invest in. Number one, real estate. Number two, business. Number three, crypto. Number four, paper assets. Number five, commodities. Today we're going to be covering a little bit about paper assets, right? That's what we're going to be talking today. We're going to be learning about using the new rules of money so that we can build the passive income, right? And even using stocks as a way to create cash flow, which majority of people is not even teaching what we're demonstrating here. So today's summary, most people believe that the master investor's theory of cash flow investing and stock investing are incompatible, but a knowledgeable investor, an inside investor, understands how to use the stock market to deliberately create cash flow. There are two methods to use the stock market to create cash flow. Find out how to do each by reading on. Master Investor stands apart from other financial education providers, in part because we don't advise our community on what to buy or invest in. Rather, we show all the variety of investment opportunities and explain why they are worthwhile. Many investors may find real estate to be a decent fit, but not all investors will find real estate to be a fantastic fit. For most people, stocks may be a very sensible investment, but not for everyone. And successful investment vehicle should align with our beliefs, lifestyle, and personality, whether it be stocks, real estate, businesses, crypto, or commodity. There isn't a single investing vehicle that works for everyone. Investing in stocks and following the master investor's cash flow investing strategy. The majority of people think that investing in stocks and the master investor's cash flow investing concept are mutually exclusive. People mistakenly believe that stocks are just a capital gains investment, which involves buying low and selling high. For three reasons, cash flow is superior to capital gains in our opinion and based on our experiences, right? It is resilient to fluctuations and instability in the market. It consistently puts money in our pocket, real money, not just made up paper wealth, like net worth, like paper assets, where now you're seeing that your stock has gone up and you feel like, oh, I feel great. I look rich on paper, but we actually have the cash flow coming in because we're investing for passive income. So there's a big difference. If you're just buying to hold it for the long term and hoping that in 10 years it's going to go up, and you look and you feel good because the paperwork says that you look rich on paper. You look like not rich, but maybe you're just gaining somewhat on that stock. But remember, a lot of times what the company is doing is the very opposite of what the stock doing, the real company of that stock behind it. So we need to learn how to read financial statements and do due diligence. And when we're investing, look for investments that produce passive income first. And if there's an asset class that usually people can make passive income, let's find mentors that can teach us how to make passive income with those asset classes. It's by using creativity, the tax code, the corporate law, and having a wise team of mentors around us that already are doing or already achieve what we want to achieve. And we're going to learn from them every single day, just like we're doing here at Master Investor. So I appreciate everyone supporting our channel. And we're also live streaming on YouTube right now and other platforms as I'm recording this podcast. So if you're listening to this and you want to have the newsletters that we have going out every day, then make sure that you go to our website and sign up for free, so that you have the articles in case you can't make it to a podcast, or maybe you don't have time to watch a live stream, then at least you have 10 minutes to read on your time that maybe you're going to bed or something like that in the morning while you're eating your breakfast, and you can educate yourself financially, because it's all about putting the input that we need in order to change our lives around, right? It's about doing the right patterns and listening to the right group of people. The five people that we hang around with, they tend to hold our future. So who are we talking to on a daily basis? We need to really be unapologetically when it comes to building our future in our life, because as we are attracting success, we need to learn how to say no to distractions to protect the deeper yes of our dreams, and focus on the four pillars of an extraordinary life: health, wealth, love, and happiness. It's extremely important that we work on those four pillars. You don't want to neglect one of them. And primarily, you don't want to neglect health. We don't want to do that at all. Because there are a lot of people with money in the world, but their health is not good. And that money cannot buy them the new health that they need. Okay? So sometimes some of the damage is permanent, and we need to nurture ourselves, okay, as much as possible every day. Generally speaking, it is taxed at a lesser rate than other types of income. Passive income is, right? And it's taxed lower than capital gains income. Sometimes capital gains income, we can utilize the tax code and the loss to defer taxes. And then the highest tax income is earned income or ordinary income. That's the income of the employee and self-employed. And it's very hard for them, there's no room for them to minimize taxes at all, because the rules and the laws are in favor of wealthy entrepreneurs and inside investors. And wealthy entrepreneurs are the ones that have the mindset, okay, the context of the wealthy. We don't have to have the money physically to have the wealthy mindset, okay? You can have the wealthy mindset, and maybe if you don't have the wealth yet, you still have the wealthy mindset, which is the most important. So it's not really the money that makes us wealthy. It is the mindset, who we are. It's what we know about money, how it's created, how to put a business together, and everything that we're speaking about here, and how to read financial statements, starting with our own personal financial statement. That's why inside of our digital course, How to Build Cash Flow with the Internet, Turn Passive Income On, we have a financial statement. It's one of the assets, and it will open up on Excel if you have Excel. If you never use Excel, then learn how to use it. Super simple. It's already ready to fill in the blanks, pretty much, the financial statement. It comes like that. And it's the first step towards financial literacy. And the very first step towards our financial freedom and true wealth. Okay? It's understanding literally how to build the asset column on that financial statement. There's a relationship between the income statement and the balance sheet. And there are six basic words that we will find inside of a financial statement, right? And those basic words are income column, right? The expenses, assets, liabilities, cash, and flow. And we need to know the relationship and understand how the cash flow is flowing through the financial statement and what we need to do to improve the asset column. And it's not about cutting expenses. We never will recommend that to anyone here at Master Investor, regardless of your situation. Because the way to come out of bad debt or a bad situation is to focus on investing for passive income on the asset column. Okay? It's the only way. And it takes energy, it takes effort, it takes time, but it doesn't have to take forever. In fact, today we want to see results fast. The faster results we see, the better we feel, because we understand that we're living in a world of speed, of fast pace. Everything is coming our way very fast. Information is being delivered faster and faster to everyone around the world. So now we are more connected than ever before, and we can position ourselves in the world, become producers, not just consumers, and give something back to the world that will improve their lives, whether it's a product that we create ourselves, or maybe we're starting with affiliate products, which are also great. Direct sales via systems, which is marketing, having sales funnels, doing the selling and telling for us, taking the lead from a high lead to a paying customer and nurture them afterwards to build more rapport so that they can buy more products and solutions from us. Once a person buys from us, they eventually will buy again as long as we solve that problem, and usually we will, because that individual clicked on the ad because they were interested in the product that we were selling to them, which we matched them so well that they clicked on it and they decided to go ahead and purchase that item. So it's all about having the right audience in front of our messages. So if you're having trouble building the email list or building leads in your business, then you need to look at the marketing, the audiences, and how you're doing the demographics on it. Who is the avatar? Who is the person that really wants the product, the solution that we are offering? And we need to really figure out where are these people hanging out and how we can get to them so that they can click. And a lot of times you'll be surprised, because creating daily content is like having digital assets everywhere. Okay, so you might take 10 minutes to create a blog with your brand on it. You creating a brand, right? Maybe you have a company. You have to think about what are you going to build on that asset column of yours, right? We all have an asset column. We need to focus our energy on the asset column. I don't want us to focus on cutting expenses or any of that, because that is the wrong information. We want to focus on the asset column and live above our means. Always expand. Always grow. And we need to confront our situation. We don't need to run for our finances. We don't need to know, have a talk with, if you have a partner, talk with your kids about money. Get together in the dinner table and sit down and look at the financial statement of the family and talk about it. Otherwise, it's going to rip apart the family, which it happens. There was a case study that was done, and the conclusion was that the main factor why people get divorced is due to money and the lack of communication about money, lack of talking about, because one is working, the other one is working in a different place, the kids are in daycare, they're babies. It's not a way to do it. You're living the things that you say you love the most at home, and you're going out to work in somebody else's dreams, sacrificing your time in somebody else's dreams. I'd rather sacrifice my time and my dreams and my purpose in life. We all have talents and skills. We all can empower other people through our products, businesses, brands. We're here to improve the world and leave a mark and get people to know who we are, even after we're gone, because of our products and services that we left behind. And the impact that we created, can we make a ripple effect even after we're gone? Think about the impact. Do we really think that far? Because I do. I'm thinking ahead. I'm thinking already 1,000 years. I want to make sure that the brand and the impact lasts forever. I mean, some people might think that's crazy, but that is the way we have to start thinking, and of course take daily action. Okay, regardless of how big the vision is, we're taking daily action with options that are feasible to us, that we can achieve, something that can be achievable and something that will add into the four pillars of an extraordinary life: health, wealth, love, and happiness. It follows that we might believe we are advocating against investing in stocks if we believe that equities are just for capital gains and we follow master investors' cash flow focused investment strategy. However, we are not bashing our people that are trading or anybody that is attempting to create and understand money, okay? It's better to be actively investing than you're giving your money away to somebody. So whatever you're doing, you need to learn and you need to feel good that you're doing something, and we're looking at where we are today, and we're going to improve that asset column, and we're going to focus our energy on that, and we're going to talk about it, because if we're not talking about money, then it's not going to be created from thin air. It's not going to be created from an idea, because money needs to be in the conversation and it needs to be inside of us, because money is part of our lives. We have to accept that. Okay, once we begin to accept the facts, then we can definitely get to the meat and potatoes of wealth. We can understand that wealth is created with assets that produces passive income, and those assets we control with our companies, because if we give our money away to somebody else to invest our money for us, that means we lack financial education. That means that the individual is a passive investor, not an active investor. And in order for us to be an ensign investor, which is a master investor, we need to be active investors, meaning that we're actively investing and taking action in different asset classes, whichever asset class suits best for each member. That's the asset class that you like to build your first asset, then go with that one. Get an ebook seminar that will help us understand about that asset class. Okay, that's the one thing we will encourage everyone always to do, regardless of how successful we are, invest in financial education and mentors to ensure that we are aligned and we're keeping ourselves growing and getting to the next echelon. Because a knowledgeable stock investor, not a trader, understands how to profit from the stock market rather than only looking to make capital gains and profit in it through passive income, not just by holding it for the long term and selling and thinking, oh, if I sell it in 10 years from now, I'm gonna have this much. No, we want to see cash flow right now. We will learn about two strategies in this talk for investing in stocks and using the master investor's approach of cash flow investing. The first dividend method is rather straightforward. There's a significant learning curve for the second covered call method. Investing in dividend paying stocks for cash flow. About dividends, the NASDAQ website states this. A dividend is essentially a portion of an own company's profits. We are granted two fundamental rights when we invest in a company or buy shares. We have two rights. The first is the right to vote in favor of choosing the board of directors who govern the business. And the second is the right to receive a portion of the earnings at the board's discretion. This is distributed as a dividend. The amount of the dividend, if any, to be paid per share will be disclosed by the board of directors together with the company's quarterly results. We will therefore get $50 if a corporation announces a 50-cent dividend for a particular quarter and we own 100 shares. Therefore, investing in stocks that consistently pay dividends will increase our cash flow by adding assets to our portfolio in the paper assets class. We can eventually have enough passive income from assets like this to spend however we wish, whether that be now or when we retire. There's one qualification though. We have no control over dividends because they are entirely at the board of directors' discretion. Additionally, we are powerless over the firm we purchase or the company in which we purchase the stock in. Therefore, we are unable to affect its quarterly success. And remember what I said earlier, it's all about control, leverage, and making sure that we are increasing the bottom line. We don't want to be in investments that have a cap. We will be in investments, but we want to build and acquire businesses that we can scale to, something that can be spread around the world and we can tap into new markets that are on tap right now, right? Because maybe we need to just implement certain marketing strategy to be able to go ahead and pull in those people that haven't been aware about our brand. And remember, a company becomes a brand because it has intrinsic value. Something that is protected could be a logo, trademark, right? Patent, intellectual property, etc. And also it needs to have business integrity, which means that it's for a profit, that the business is making a profit indeed after all expenses are paid, because it's all been a problem in the world and people in the market reacts to that. Okay, is reacting to the fact that we are solving a problem that they have. And they're also telling their friends. It's a ripple effect after that. word of mouth is very important when we build our businesses. That's why we need to ensure that there are integrities when we establish our business, or we buy a new business, an existing business. We need to match those integrities to ensure that we are buying a successful business and something that is sound. Not all businesses are going to be running 100%, or all the investments that we will analyze. There may be investments that are mismanaged by the current owner, which also means opportunity to us, because that's where we find a twist that we can add into the business that will increase the cash flow, and the current owner is just messing out on it. We don't want to tell them that, right? We just want to act like we're just going to take all the information. We don't want to tell the owner our strategies, so that they don't ever try to take our strategies and do it themselves, right? You know, sell us the business or the operation. So we need to learn how to read the financial statements and be able to decide whether that mismanaged business, if it's mismanaged, then can we improve it? It's the next question. How fast? And what is it required for us to improve that asset column of that specifically business? Because every business, every person, and every entity, right? Every business operation has a financial statement, and we have a financial statement. So we need to learn how to read our financial statement. And once we do that, then automatically we gain the knowledge to read other financial statements as well, because it's very similar to our personal financial statement, any other financial statement. It tells the story behind the person, the company, or the investment. Hence, although dividend-paying stocks are a cash flow investment, it requires little financial acumen. Thus, there are also little returns. Cover call investing as a cash flow approach. A high degree of financial literacy is necessary for the cover call approach. Nevertheless, this also means that there is a great chance of profit to create passive income. Things are about to become insane, but it's really exciting once we figure it out. Let's now discuss how cash flow from a cover call stock option work. An agreement to sell a specific stock onto a predetermined date at a predetermined price is known as a stock option. For example, an investor gets paid, or he gets paid a premium in exchange for this assurance. This premium is dependent on both the passage of time and the movement of the stock price. Since stock options might be complicated, let's use real estate as an example. Assume for the moment that we are a homeowner and landlord. A family is identified to purchase the house, but they are unwilling to do it right now. Rather, they choose to rent the house for 3 years with the opportunity to buy at the conclusion of the lease for a predetermined sum. We are making money on the passage of time rent while we wait for the lease to end. No matter what occurs, as the owner of a lease to own home, we will cash flow and we will win. It makes no difference if the house value rises or falls. The family receives a good bargain if the house value rises above the agreed upon amount. But since we fixed the price, we still got what we wanted. At the end of the lease, we will probably be the one to keep the house if its value decreases and the family decides not to purchase it. We now leave and take up the house lease to own once more. Wash again, repeat. We now have an understanding of the overall operation of a stock option. Albeit it is not quite the same, we do not receive payments during the duration of the option contract. Number one, stock XYZ is ours. We sell an option to purchase stock XYZ at a predetermined price after a predetermined period of time. Number three, we receive the option premium when the term expires. Number four, either we keep ownership of stock XYZ or we sell it at the agreed upon price. Number five, repeat. Let's go from examples involving real estate to practical ways we can apply this cash flow method to really profit from options trading in the market by creating passive income. This is particularly helpful in challenging markets where buy and hold investors, or traders rather, are experiencing extreme ups and downs. Let's explain what a stock cover call option is. An option is a commitment made by someone to sell a specific stock onto a predetermined date at a predetermined price. He or she gets paid a premium in exchange for this assurance. This premium is dependent on both the passage of time and the movement of the stock price. In our experience as a financial investor, many individuals find it difficult to understand the concepts of time decay in cash flow in the stock market. We are aware that it took some time for us to see the light. We therefore made a minor exchange a few years ago only for educational purposes, just as many real estate investors maintain their rental property regardless of price variations. We decide to hold the stock for an extended period of time despite swings in its value. Let's say we purchase an exchange traded fund ETF and held it for a year in order to demonstrate to our community the parallels between real estate investors collecting rent and stock investors selling options. We don't typically hold stocks for that long, much less purchase something that is declining. However, we set out to demonstrate that a stock that is losing value can still produce revenue, just as a property that is losing value can still produce rent and can produce in the form of passive income, right, from the people that are renting it. This is also important to understand because we can create passive income even when the economy is bad. There are a lot of people that are losing their houses and all they need to do is shift their context, the way they see money, the way they understand how money is created, and they can put their house that is a liability right now that they're losing to work, put it to work, get out of there, rent it, right, and begin to use that capital to get back on the payments and of course keep whatever is left, and hopefully the individual is reinvesting back into the asset column, right? So we tap into excess of cash flow, the three E's of a master investor. Number one, financial education. Number two, financial experience, meaning we have to be actively investing. We cannot give the money away to anybody to invest for us. We have to do it ourselves. And number three, have an excess of cash flow. We need to see that money coming in through direct sales, done via a system. In other words, through smart marketing, using different methods that we explain in some of our digital courses. Make sure you click the link somewhere on the description of this audio. And if you're watching this on our live stream right now, make sure you check out all the links that we have in the description, because they are here to help us build the asset column. So everything that is working for our community, we're going to be sharing it so that everybody can grow to the next level financially in passive income specifically. However, we set out to demonstrate that the stock that is losing value can still produce revenue, right? And so we need to pay close attention because the strategy will help us build passive income even when we're investing in stocks. This is a real set of extremely rare trades that investors executed in the subprime crisis. Initially, someone purchased 500 shares of XYZ, let's call it SPY, an exchange traded fund that replicates the performance of the S&P 500. Given that XYZ or SPY only replicates the S&P 500, this was crucial. Whatever happened, they were going to hold it for a year. They kept a tight eye on it after they bought it to check it if it was moving sideways, upwards, or downwards. They were in the position of being the option seller rather than the option buyer because they are the owner of the shares. Investor purchased 500 shares of the SPY exchange traded fund and subsequently sold 5 contracts for 1 month call options at a $2.15 premium. The investor informed the buyer that he may purchase the SPY at any moment before the expiration date for $154, which was more than he had paid for the SPY. There are now 3 possible routes for this stock to go. Since investor purchased it at a lesser price, investor would have profited if the stock increased and investor decided to buy at $154. The option would have expired worthless and we would have kept our $2.15 multiplied by a 500 premium in cash flow if the stock had continued to move sideways and stayed below $154. This is comparable to a residence whose worth doesn't change. That rent will still be our source of income. The option will expire worthless and we will keep our $2.15 premium multiplied that by 100 if the stock fell. As we can see, investor has created a situation in which he or she would always be able to make money from an asset that the investor had bought. This seemed like a very appealing approach for all to make our passive income. After purchasing 500 shares, the investor sold the options. That equates to 100 share, 1 month contract, a premium of $2.15 a piece. If we do the math, we will find that the investor made $1,075 in revenue and deducted the brokerage fee to have a net income of $1,061. Remember the cash flow circle? Make sure we pick the right side of the cash flow circle in order to build true wealth, which is total freedom. On the left side of the cash flow circle, we can see that the employee, they have a job, they earn a paycheck, they sell their time for money, they have ordinary income or earn income. And of course, we also see the self-employed who owns a job. They're the best at what they do, so they don't like to have anybody above them. They have to see the clients, they still have to show up to make the money. So they're on the left side of the cash flow circle. Wealth is built on the right side of the cash flow circle. We find the business owner, which owns systems that makes us money when we're not working, because it's a system with systems doing the selling and telling for us. And then we also find the inside investor, which money works for us through sound investing. So wealth is built on the right side of the cash flow circle. So here at Master Investor, we're building true leaders, business owners, right? Wealth entrepreneurs and inside investor, which is a master investor. This demonstrates how to own stocks, assets, and make money off of them. Investor spend a whole year selling options on XYZ shares month after month, despite the stock's decline in value. Why? For all intents and purposes, we are not different from a real estate investor who experienced a temporary fall in the value of his rental property. He or she gets the rent every month, and we get our money from options every month too. Even as we both wait for the assets underlying worth to increase, this income keeps coming in. We get to keep the stock as long as time decay generates revenue. When an underlying asset such as a stock or home can lose value, but the cash flow is relatively stable, that is considered true cash flow investing. As we previously stated, most individuals believe that the master investor's concept of investing for cash flow and stock investment are mutually exclusive, and they are not, as we have proven. Yes, if we are thinking about the typical investor or the average investor or the trader approach to stocks, which is to purchase, hold, and pray, extremely risky, by the way, lack of financial education, that's what shows. On the other hand, a well-informed NSI investor understands the benefits of cash flow investing and how to do so. And there you have it. I hope that you enjoyed today's talk. Make sure that if you have any questions, let me know. Drop it down in the comment section. And I'm going to talk to you on the next podcast, bringing the good and bad news of money, the business principles at work in all economies. Today's topic is using stocks to invest for positive cash flow or passive income. And it requires a higher level of financial education. Make sure that you get our digital courses. I'll talk to you next time. Stay extraordinary and wealthy. Bye for now.